Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Hello, I'm Andrew Nemec, filling in for the boss man, Dusty Hera. To my left, Danny Meringue in the booth, Jeff Russ. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Yeah,
welcome in, dude. The Meringue-a-tang.
Welcome in, dude.
Thank you. When did that start? Is that real? Is that something you grew up with in any way, shape, or form?
The two names that I had growing up were Meringue-a-tang and hilariously Danny Manning.
Okay.
Clippers legend.
Yeah, good for you.
It was always funny. It was like people were like, oh, Danny Manning. Yeah, I'm like, Dan Marino. Okay. That was another one. And basically, anybody whose name was Dan Ma.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, well, Danny Manning and Dan Marino are both good, so.
My name is just Andrew John, so I went by AJ, A lot of times just Nemec, the last name. My wife calls me Daddy.
There you go.
And then the ultimate.
And the first gig letter us. There we go.
I mean, hey, yeah.
And
we all love that one.
The ultimate diss in our family, and it was like, among the cousins, it was like fighting words. If somebody called you Kurt Rambis.
Oh.
With the goggles and the hair. If someone called you Kurt Rambis, it was throw hands time.
Gloves are off.
I mean, do you guys know what the mustache goggles and the bad hair? And
oh, yeah.
If you were going to epitomize nerdy basketball player from look only,
right.
No shot at Kurt,
yeah.
That would be it.
Swagless.
Yeah.
Hey. No, yeah, fair enough. Swagless. Completely swagless. In all ways. And I just...
No swag guard whatsoever.
No shot at swag there. But just no way in the world could you let someone get away with calling you Kurt Rambis. I didn't have an exciting nickname. Just Nemec. And I feel like I need one. And I feel like, given the tone of 1080, we've got a Dirt. We've got a Dusty. Mud is sitting right there.
Right there we go.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Rust. We've got Rust, yeah. Dirt, Dusty, well, and there's no mud.
Dirt's kid is Smudge, right?
Yes.
Smudge,
okay.
So,
yeah.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
I'm not officially claiming it. You can't name yourself. I'm not trying to swaggy pee this thing, but just if I want to fit in the 1080 family,
T-bone.
Yeah. If I want to fit in the 1080 family, it's gotta be Mud Nemec. The weather is incredible in the Rose City right now, and
yes,
I do think
until tomorrow.
I debated this with Souk last week, and he was saying that summers in Portland are the best anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah. I'll agree.
No.
Rust,
that's wrong, and I won't hear that nonsense from you.
Look, you would have a hard time finding better summers than here. How about that?
His argument, because my initial thought was just San Diego game set.
I was listening to this the other day. I was on my way home.
Okay. So... my argument is obviously San Diego just consistent. And his is, if you live in San Diego, if you're living in a place like that, you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And in Portland, we get a day like this, and you are going to drive home and smell the smells of people grilling. You're going to see people outside. You're going to see people enjoying things. And we're going to know summer has arrived in Portland.
See, it's usually, I always say that the you can always count on dry weather starting July 5th.
Yeah, see, that's, and that was my argument.
Yes, and then, but we have fantastic all the way through September and half the time, you know, through the first half of October even. It's, you know, you get into the, I don't know, can we still call it an Indian summer? Is that still fair game?
I don't know if we're supposed to say.
Well, it just did.
I love cherry blossoms on the waterfront. Mm-hmm. My wife and I like to go every year and go see that. But that is, watch your mouth.
Nerd.
That is hit or miss.
Yeah.
Weather-wise. And if it rains hard, that's the end of it. Because all the blossoms fall to the ground.
Yep.
So if you get a hard rain when the cherry blossoms bloom, it's over.
Yeah. We don't have to go too far. Our next door neighbor has a cherry tree in the front yard.
It was funny when we had the first like decent weather. It was right towards the end of the Blazers season. And I was talking to Denny Avdia and he's like, man, it gets nice here. I'm like, yeah, Danny, when everyone dips, that's when it's nice. Because he got here in late September and he got like a little bit of nice weather before the season started. But these guys that either aren't from here or haven't spent a ton of time here, they come here when it's gray. And they leave when it's gray, and they never, like, the guys that end up, like...
So it's Portland sucks, and that's why we can't get free agents.
Like, that's why they try to get guys to come out here during the summer, and they're like, oh, and the guy...
Just hopefully not when it's 116.
Well, I mean, but the guys that end up staying out here, like, living out here long-term, like Channing Frye, Steve Blake, Travis Outlaw, Martell Webster, like, there's a long... Cliff Robinson, there's a long... Terry, like, there's a long list of guys that have, like, come here, that didn't start here, and even when their careers were over, stayed here. Because they're like, oh, this place is pretty dope. But you don't get it unless you spend the whole year here. Because when you're playing for the Phoenix Suns and you come up here twice a year, you're just like, oh, remember the famous Phil Jackson line about, we hate coming to Portland because it's gray and we get our asses kicked. Like, Kobe could not win here. They hated coming here because they always came here in like January or February. The weather is god-awful. You're just crappy, gray, and rainy. And they lost. And so, like, that's what it gets ingrained in guys' heads because that's when they come here. But, you know, I've been to over 50 countries. I've lived all over the world. The one, outside of my family being here, one of the main reasons I came back when I got out was the fact that you, like, not just the weather. It's that you can drive an hour in basically any direction and have an entirely different, like, biosphere.
Yes.
You go an hour east, you have a 12,000-foot tall mountain. You go an hour west, you have an ocean. It's not a great beach, but you have an ocean.
Our beaches here are fantastic.
It's pretty to look at.
If you were
a photographer, you'd love it.
Yes.
And it is always, not the most fun to get in the
water. When you go to the Oregon coast, you can always tell who is from Oregon and who is not. The Oregonians are out there in a t-shirt and shorts. And everybody else is like, you know, in a puffer jacket.
Yeah, and they're like, what is this nonsense? Yeah. Why is the sand black? But, like, there is something to be said because there are, I lived in, you know, in West Texas. I live in the middle of Texas. I live in Florida. I lived in Italy. I spent a significant amount of time in the Middle East. And I'm going to sneeze. There we go. This is the one thing I'm fighting here is we're in the grass seed capital of the world.
Yeah, here's a little of that. You want nice weather in Portland? All right, we're going to sprinkle a little pixie dust known as pollen on that thing and take it from you. Steal the joy from your summers. And I'm telling you, that is why you cannot have Portland as the number one summer. We're into 2 weeks now of me dying on this hill, and I'll let you get back to it.
No,
to get past Portland being the best summer in the world when there's pollen. And as Rust said, you can't guarantee a 3-day stretch with no rain until July.
Yeah, July 5th.
I will say,
thank you.
When the days here are banging, that July through August period, boy, is it great.
Chef's
but
kiss.
Like, you know, I'm from LA. I grew up where the coldest it got was like 62.
Right.
And you're like, that's when you pull out the puffer jacket in LA. Yeah. You're like, ooh, it's brisk out here. But like, you know, when I was a little kid, the thing that we did is we went to the river or we went to the lake. We went to Pyramid Lake or we went to, you know, Arizona-California border down to the Colorado River where my grandparents lived in Needles, Arizona, middle of BFE freaking desert. And it's 110, like, all the time. But you take a lawn chair and because, like, the shores are all kind of like gravelly sand, you just stick the lawn chair in the water with the umbrella over the top of you and you sit in the water. Like that, like there's pictures of me swimming before I could walk. And I got so used to like never, like I remember the first time I saw snow outside of my grandma who lived on Big Bear in California, 90, the first winter I spent here was like one of the biggest winter snowstorms we ever had. And it was like February of 1990. And I remember making a snowman and being like, this is insane. What do I do with this? Like, and it was just like, I think we had been here for a week.
Oh, wow.
At that point in time. So it was like going from LA to that was such a, like a huge, huge shock.
Now I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. You said something that just rang alarm bells in my Blazer fan brain so hard that I have to ask. You said the Blazers like to have people visit in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, theoretically, the NBA were to say, we're going to shift the NBA season. This is back in time. We're going back in time, time machine.
The NBA plays during the summer?
The NBA plays during the summer, and the playoffs start in mid-July or August. Does this franchise honestly draw a different caliber of free agent, and is their history different? Seriously.
Probably not, but it's just it is a thing. Like,
and that's a demographics issue.
Yeah, that's more than
a weather issue.
The two biggest hindrances that you have for
are Hedo Turkoglu's wife.
Yeah, no, it's the whitest city in the NBA. Even it is actually technically whiter than Salt Lake. Like let that sink in for a second.
What?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Portland is whiter than Salt Lake City.
Yeah. What about like an OKC?
Oh, Oklahoma City is a lot.
Yeah,
more diverse than you think it is.
I mean, I've never been there.
Yeah, OKC is a much more diverse city than you think it is.
We might get a finals of OKC in Indiana, and those will both be more diverse places than Portland.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not terribly surprised because we're about as white can be here. But I figured just the sheer the power of the white Utah, might. A lot of
missionaries, buddy. A lot of missionaries. Just there's a lot of the non-whites as part of the Mormon tabernacle, as it will. But it's the demographics. It's further away from everything. Like you don't like getting flights. Yes, you're close to LA, which is why a lot of guys live in LA in the off season. But it's the demographics. It's the lack of like being able to blend in. It's the lack of extracurricular activities available in the region. Let's put it that way. And then it's.
Could you expand upon that?
Not on radio. Can't. FCC prohibits that expansion.
Right, fair enough.
But then it's also
it's a Stephon Diggs party, is what you mean.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But it's also an incredibly prohibitive tax bracket.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a big factor.
I think LA and New York are the only cities in the NBA. Boston might have passed them with more prohibitive tax brackets. Like those are real things. Everybody's like, oh, but nobody wants to come here because it's like this. And it's like, no, man, it's mostly because it's almost entirely white and it's expensive.
See, all I was hoping for, Danny, is it's a beautiful day. And if NBA players could see this, they'd all flock to Portland.
Look, if the weather was like this year-round,
bolt of reality,
you might have a chance. Like, because like you can make back, like when it's nice outside, and people are out and they're doing things and there's more bustling businesses and stuff like that. Like it was like, well, tax brackets in LA are prohibited and same in New York. And it's like, yeah, but it's New York City and Los Angeles. Yeah. The weather sucks in New York, but it's New York. In LA. Yeah. The taxes suck, but it's LA. It's 80 degrees. Everyone down there is gorgeous. There's a million things to do. And the amount of money you make in endorsements and everything that comes back with that is tenfold. What's the best endorsement you can get in Portland?
Oh, I think you can rope in some Nike Adidas stuff.
Okay, but that's like Dame was the face of Adidas.
Yes.
Okay, so if you have...
But he could do that anywhere.
Exactly. It just kind of like, it just happens. Like, but if you're in Florida, you can have Nick Saban's Cadillac dealerships of what he has, what, 18 of them?
Now, listen, I think Jeremy Grant would love to be the face of Salt and Straw.
There you go. But how in lucrative, like, remember Shabazz?
The ice cream you can
eat. Do you remember Shabazz Napier? Shabazz is the man.
Yeah.
The commercial.
Yeah.
Yusuf Nurkic had the coffee commercial, but I think it was the same company where it looked like he was driving a smoked out VW.
Yeah. I'd go sell the hell out of some Reese's deviled egg potato salad.
But again, like,
boom.
Look, Reese's has got stadium money, but do they have NBA player endorsement money? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's like, and there's only, like, you're going to get that sweet, sweet Intel and NVIDIA money? Like, you got to find one of these, like, big-time streamers? that's in the NBA, it's out there playing video games, and give them a bag that way. But like, there's just so many hurdles you have to overcome, and it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's Pat Riley. It doesn't matter if it's Danny Ainge. It doesn't matter, like, the hurdles you have. And it's, look, Ainge and what he's doing in Utah right now, is it as easy as it was? Well, again, it wasn't easy in Boston, but it's a lot easier in Boston than it is in Utah.
Yes.
Like, those are just the.
But you can be smart. You can build it via trade. You can land that piece, develop them. We've seen that with Indiana. We saw it with Tyrese Halliburton last night with a historic performance, an all-time performance. Dare I say one of the best performances in the history of the league in the playoffs by a point guard? That's next on Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
An absolute masterclass by Tyrese Halliburton last night. 32 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds, 4 steals. Those stats have never been put up in the playoffs by a player who had zero turnovers. He had a 15-5-6 quarter. The only other player ever to do that is LeBron James. Danny, an absolute joy to watch Tyrese Halliburton cook in that game. Honestly, I think it's one of the best playoff performances I've ever seen.
I have been a huge Halle fan since he came into the league. And I brought this up a couple different times, and this is not a, like, look at me, I'm right situation, but I had an executive ask me 2 years ago, if I wanted to build a team, who would I take, Tyrese Halliburton or Ant Edwards? And I go, you know, I know everyone should probably say Ant Edwards. He's bigger, he's stronger, his physical profile, his gifts, like, there's so much more of a straight line to draw. Because remember all of the early MJ comparisons because of the footwork and the smile and the earring and like he just had the goods. And
some of the mid-range, some of the flash.
And Halley's this quirky, weird, kind of skinny, awkwardly built guy who has this jumper that goes like across his face, and his timing and his rhythm is all just jazzy and awkward and different. But I go, I'm going to take Halliburton because I think his ability to impact everyone else is just different. Like, there are guys that are truly transcendent talents, and I think Ant Edwards is that. But I don't know if he has the leadership, the soft skills, the intangibles, where with Halliburton, is he as skilled as Ant Edwards naturally? No. But I think his leadership, his ability to impact, his ability to raise all tides, it's very similar to, like, to me, Chris Paul and Steve Nash are the two best floor-raising players in modern NBA history. When you're talking about, like, just get dudes that are semi-competent, and if you have those guys running your team, you're gonna be good. And it's not because they're scoring 30 a night. It's because they are going to get you in spots, and they are going to make everyone else so much better than they're capable of being without them that you're just going to have, like, you look at Chris Paul's career. Look at Steve Nash's career. Like, look at who have played with them. And then after they've left, how much better those guys are because they understand how to play the game better. And I look at Tyrese Halliburton, and I look at what he's done for Nembhard. I look at what he's done for Nesmith. I look at what he's done for Miles Turner. Like, Pascal Siakam's an all-NBA guy. Like, he's stamped.
He's bona fide.
Yeah. But, like, everyone is bought into what Tyrese Halliburton is and how he plays. And Stan Van Gundy had a great line last night about pace, in that coaches don't dictate pace. Your coach can tell you, play faster, play. Like, we hear every trope every season from every coach and every media day. We want to play faster. We want to play faster. I've talked to Anfernee and I've talked to Dame about this, about playing faster throughout their career. Terry Stotts was a half-court coach who wanted to play a little bit faster. But Dame cut his teeth at Weber State running more pick and roll basically than any college guard we'd ever seen. He came into the NBA as a dyed-in-the-wool pick and roll maestro. Not only just as a setup guy, but a scoring guard out of the pick and roll. Anfernee Simons, he's told me so many times, I want to play faster, but in my head, I've spent 6 years playing alongside Dame and CJ, who want to operate in the half court, and that's how I was developed. That's how I was brought up, and so that's the style that I play. Tyrese Halliburton has always been a guy who is going to push pace, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Watching that game last night, I have never seen another guard, other than maybe Steve Nash, who is more willing to get off the ball early in a possession and be totally fine with it. There's no ego, there's no nothing, and yet still have such a massive impact on the offense.
Well, speaking to that ego point, he was asked about his performance in the post-game press conference, and they laid out his stats and said no one's ever had a 30-15-10 four-steal game with no turnovers. And he said, you guys are just making up stats to make me sound better. You know, he wasn't going to buy into any of that. You tweeted yesterday something about the uniqueness of Halliburton. Mm. He was voted the most overrated player in the NBA by his peers. When I hear the term overrated and we talk about stars who are bona fide, Halliburton, last night, ground him, star. Yeah. Jokic, at times, gets that overrated label. Mm-hmm. Draymond, at times, gets labeled overrated. All three of those players contribute in a very unique way that's not necessarily your SportsCenter highlight, your Twitter or X highlight. I mean, obviously Jokic has his passes and he has some great moments, but they're not flashy and they produce in these really unique ways. Do you think that is the reason that those guys, especially Halliburton, because it's so timely, are labeled as overrated because it's hard to define what makes them so special?
That's a big part of it, because you don't see Halley flashing down the middle like Ant Edwards and baptizing somebody into another dimension. You don't have the flash and the panache of, you know, I'll use Ant again, like the Jordan or Kobe-esque mid-post footwork, the Hooper's Hooper. Tyrese Halliburton, the way I compare him, he's a jazz musician. It's just kind of all over the place, but somehow it comes together. And they see the game so drastically different. You see this a lot with, I don't want to just qualify it as this, but this is a big kind of thing, because I saw Kevin Durant say something about this the other day, and how European players are different than American players, and Kevin Durant says, well, a lot of these guys are influenced by American players. I'm like, well, why do the Euros keep coming over here and playing the game differently?
Right.
Like, there is a, like, the guys from the Starters, from No Dunks, Taz Melas, and those guys, you know, God, I'm totally blanking on his name, the Australian. He has gone around and played basketball on courts all over the world. He's basically made a living out of doing that now. And one of the things he said is, like, it's really interesting playing, like, in the Balkans. You don't have guys, like, they'll play 3-on-3 on a court, 5-on-5 on a court. The ball won't touch the ground.
Right.
It's just pass. And, yeah. It is a very, like, go watch an AAU tournament around here and or anywhere in the country, and you'll just hear the air being pounded out of the ball.
Right.
It is two very different dynamics. And I'm not saying Halliburton doesn't dribble, because he does, but there's a difference in his cadence. There's a difference in his rhythm. And the same thing with Jokic. It's like the way these guys see the floor, the way that they're operating, the way, like, there's intrinsic feel. And I've mentioned this in how I've gone about my scouting in the last 15 years. If you go back and you listen to old podcasts and stuff like that, where I'm talking about drafts and things of that nature, I always go, look, if all things are equal, give me the guy who's got better physical tools or is bigger. Like, if all things are equal, if there's a guy who's like, a recent draft.
You want the outlier.
Yeah,
you'd rather have the outlier than the 6'4 guy who's not, he doesn't have that 43-inch vert, who's an okay shooter. Because what is his ceiling?
Exactly.
But the guy that has the untapped potential because of his length, because of his size, or because of a master skill has elevated value on your board and a lot of boards. There are a lot of people, they do that in the NFL too.
I would say that's
a common thing.
I'd say that's probably the default position of a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common.
Like Scoot's draft. I go back and you can watch all the tape. I said, I think Scoot's the third best player in this draft. And I had him and Brandon Miller on the same tier. Wemby was up and above God tier. There was no mistaking that. But I go, I think I've got Miller and Scoot on the same tier. And if all things are equal, give me Brandon Miller. Because he's 6'9", 6'10". Like, that's just what I'm going to go with. But as I've kind of looked at my analysis over the years, one of the things if all things are equal, but somebody has significantly better feel or IQ or just a feel for the game, I'm leaning more towards that guy. Like, the Blazers are picking 11th in this draft right now. And one of the guys that constantly gets mocked there is Kasparis Jakaciunas, the point guard from Illinois. And he is a guy that he has feel. I watched him all week at Hoop Summit last year. And as I'm watching...
Yeah, he's kind of a darling of yours at this point.
Look, man, like when you... The thing about when you get to... Like, it's one thing to watch games, but when you watch guys in practice for a week...
I've been to the Hoop Summit for a week.
Yeah, it's like...
I've been to the Hoop Summit, and you find the guy, and you go, okay.
There's something different with this guy.
This dude can elevate, and if you give him more stuff, he will learn it.
And that's
versus, I am who I am, and I might get a little better, and I might get a little stronger, but I'm not going to evolve.
Like,
I don't have the body for evolution. Have the body for evolution.
And that's the thing is, I don't want to denigrate Ace Bailey. I don't want it to be like, oh, da 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 da. But,
but here it comes.
But I have questions about Ace Bailey's feel and IQ. And I'm not calling him dumb.
No.
There's a different level of IQ and processing. Like, you hear about this in college football and the NFL. Processing. Your ability to not only see it as it comes, but to know what's coming before that. Or the ability to do one thing knowing what the next step... Like, talking to Dame over the years, the number of times he told me, you know, many guys are better than me, more talented than me. He goes, I know that if I do X, then Y is going to happen, then Z, and then it resets all itself all over again. He goes, when I do this, it's not just because I'm trying to get to this. It's because I'm trying to get to this that gets to this that gets to this. And like, That's just a different level of feel. It's a different level of IQ. Like, yes, Dame's a great shooter and he's strong and he, like, but it's his feel, his touch, his IQ. It's all those things. And Halliburton does it on a level in a style that is so different, so unique, and so damn fun. And I hope to God that we get OKC and Indiana in the finals, just so all of the networks are forced to actually recognize what him and SGA are, as opposed to them being flyover country markets.
So that leads me to kind of my next point. The NBA doesn't have its LeBron. It doesn't have its Golden State Warriors. There's no Lakers. There's no Celtics. It's going to be Indiana, OKC in all likelihood. And that should be fascinating.
It should be. And yet, you know what was leading ESPN yesterday? Luka Doncic looks more fit at Real Madrid game.
But I think the NBA is going to see the good and the bad and the ugly in this finals, and we'll talk about it next on Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan. But first, here's Russ with SportsCenter.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
The NBA Finals is not officially set, but it's looking very much like it's going to be the Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder. Danny, I'm going to say a thing to you that I don't think anyone's ever said in the history of America. Indiana? Oklahoma City? Sexy time?
Yeah, no, look. I am a basketball sicko, and this is basketball sexiness. I love everything about this, that potential matchup. Well, you know what, we'll talk about Minnesota and OKC here in a little bit, with Minnesota hoping to send this thing to at least one more game and get one more opportunity to play back home. But it's very much looking like with 2-3-1 leads that, you know, OKC and Indiana are going to be facing off. And this should be, and this is like, I don't want to get into the whole ratings thing, and it's all very dumb because the NBA is never going to compete with the NFL. It's just not.
And by the way, that's the ugly. When you tease the good, the bad, and the ugly is either going to be ESPN's packaging of this, because let's face it, they haven't set themselves up recently to talk high-level basketball. And that's what this finals is going to give us. Mm-hmm. Two unique point guards with insanely high IQs, an elite defensive team in OKC, an Indiana team that somehow manages to play at supersonic levels, no pun intended with OKC, sorry for those folks, but also limit turnovers. Those two things tend to not go hand-in-hand unless you've got a generational talent. There's some incredible stuff. I don't think ESPN is prepared with their talking heads, other than Tim Legler, to talk about the level of basketball that we're going to see. It's going to be like, who's the next face of the league? Is it Halliburton? No. Does he have enough aura? We're going to get that. The ugly is going to be TV ratings, and the good is going to be me turning on the simulcast with Legler and listening to them actually break down what could be, from a basketball standpoint, a styles make fights standpoint, one of the more intriguing finals we've seen in a long time.
You have the capacity to have these teams that are built so differently, in that you look at Indiana, there's no top draft picks over there. Pascal Siakam was a project. Nesmith was a guy that Boston was like, hey, he's just not going to do it. Nembhard is a guy, like, in my draft evaluation, I thought Nembhard was going to be a guy that fought to stay in the NBA.
A lot of people thought that. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, you have to give Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan just so much credit for, like, the moves they made. Like, trading Domantas Sabonis is not an easy task. Nope. You're in Indiana, where in ownership, the Pacers have never had a number one overall pick, because they never bought him out. They're very similar to what the Trailblazers' history has been.
Yeah, they are the Eastern Conference Portland.
They're always good. Like, they're just like, they've had opportunities to be in the finals, and they have the best built-in business plan ever, being in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. Like, you can do that, because in the West, okay and good enough will get you eighth.
Oh, there's no doubt. The Eastern Conference is a shortcut to not just functionality, but
big good.
Potential championship.
Yeah, like, you have a path to an NBA Finals. If you're in the Eastern Conference, like, you take the Celtics away, all of a sudden, we're like, whoa, this is wide open. It's like, that doesn't even count for Cleveland. That doesn't account for Milwaukee, you know, if Dame doesn't get hurt. It doesn't account for Miami, who's like, everybody's like, oh, Miami's always good. Yes, they're in the East, and I'm not taking anything away from them, but it's the lesser conference, and it has been for 40 years.
And the lottery hasn't helped. No. For people who are just like, oh, the lottery was absolutely fixed so the Mavericks could get Cooper Flagg, I hear you. The league really, more than anything, more than having a Dallas Mavericks problem, the league has a lopsided Western Conference, Eastern Conference problem that they need fixed. And Dallas 1, San Antonio 2 in this draft, where we think there might be a few really top-end talents at the top of the board, that's a bigger problem. And if you're looking at Adam Silver after that lottery and saying, oh, he's doing backflips because the Mavericks and Spurs went 1-2, you've got another thing coming. He would have loved for the Wizards to have a shot here. He would have loved for some of those franchises to actually elevate with a Cooper Flagg, and instead we got more lopsided.
And in all likelihood, if Giannis asks out, which we probably hear about in the next week or so, he's probably going to end up in the Western Conference. And it's like, it's another MVP in the Western Conference. And you're like, oh, sweet Jesus, can we not? But no, you talk about the Pacers and the Thunder. You have this opportunity for, stylistically, you're talking about styles making fights and all the things that kind of come out of that, in that in the playoffs, you're supposed to slow down. And it's supposed to be harder, and it's supposed to be more difficult. And, like, you're going to make mistakes that are just going to haunt you. And it's like, I want to emphasize what Tyrese Halliburton did last night was absolutely bat-ass crazy.
Oh, off the charts.
Like, to have
that pace.
That's the thing, to play at that speed, at that pace, the things that they do to have that many assists, yes, his teammates have to contribute, but, like, his ability to put a defense under pressure at all times throughout all four quarters, and do not, like, I was looking at this last night. Let me pull it up now that it's updated today. So you take a look at in the playoffs where guys stand in just raw totals, right? When you talk about assists and turnovers, and as of today, Tyrese Halliburton has now played 14 games in the playoffs. He is averaging just under 10 assists. He has 137 total assists. That is 23 more assists than, 25 more assists. I was doing this last night before it went final.
Than second place?
No, than Jokic in third place, and 23 more assists than Brunson. Brunson has two more games played. He also has 20 more turnovers. Tyrese Halliburton in 14 games has 27 turnovers.
It's incredible.
Less than two turnovers a game while being on the ball that much, passing that much. Like, I brought this up, and I want to. I'm hoping to have her on either later this week or as they go into the finals. Caitlin Cooper, who's one of the best independent coverage people in all of basketball, not just for the Pacers, but she is so damn smart. I've had her on Jack Ramsey's probably four or five times over a couple years. We had her on the radio, I want to say 2 years ago. Caitlin is so damn smart. And she was one of the very first to identify Halliburton in a very specific point. Jump passing in the NBA is death. Getting caught in the air. The problem is Tyrese Halliburton
close really fast.
Not just he
and
does it
caught up in the air.
He does it on purpose.
Yeah.
He does it with rhyme and reason. It was a play that didn't end up meaning anything last night. But he drives the paint, does kind of a little hesitation, hop, step, and then he jumps in the air as both defenders get to him. And he's not jumping up in the air as a panic, oh, crap, what am I doing? He's jumping up in the air to increase the angle on right. a pass. And he takes both hands over the defender's shoulders and then throws back behind him in front of another defender who is sealed out under the rim. I think it was the Siakam or Turner. And it ends up being a foul. But I'm just sitting there watching the play and going, that's an insane pass. Like, nobody else in the NBA is making that pass, and he did it on purpose.
And what's incredible to me, because all of what you said is true. On the flip side, we have, oh yeah, by the way, checks notes, the reigning MVP.
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is an incredible talent in his own right. Jalen Williams, who had an uneven early start to the playoffs, has been phenomenal yep. of late. Chet's ability to protect at the rim, not just blocking shots, just changing angles, not getting in foul trouble, mm-hmm. just being a good player, and then also being able to stretch the floor and shoot threes on the other end. Lu Dort's defense, the way they clamp you down. Again, we talk about styles make fights. We are going to see some incredibly different games. The games where the Pacers win, and I've heard you talk about this with the Knicks series too mm-hmm. on the air with Dusty, are going to be in like the 119s, 120s, and we're probably going to see some OKC wins, and I know they don't want to completely slow it down, but when we get to lower scoring games, mm-hmm. that's going to be, hey, OKC did what they wanted to do. They Lu Dort clamped down Halliburton, and that's going to be fascinating because if Halley has one of these types of games against OKC, and not that the Knicks aren't great, because the Knicks are.
No.
But if Halliburton has one of those type of games against this OKC perimeter defense, mm-hmm. it will go down in history as one of the greatest performances in the history of basketball, regardless of
position. You have a 30-15-10 game with no turnovers in the finals against that OKC defense? Brother, that's all time. And that's the thing is like, that's the thing I'm looking forward to. Like, because everybody's picking OKC and they rightfully should because of their resume and what they've done through the regular season.
I think it's going to be OKC in six.
But if the Pacers can somehow pull this off.
Oh.
I think it puts the NBA in a really interesting space.
Yeah. They have to get there first.
No, they do.
And we've got OKC Minnesota mm-hmm. tonight. Can OKC close it out? Mm. And also, tied to that a little bit, if we do get that Pacers-OKC final and the Pacers win, Rick Carlisle, are we talking about him as a Mount Rushmore, having done it in Dallas mm-hmm. and overcome the onslaught of talent they had to get out of the West to get to that mm-hmm. point?
And then take on the Beatles.
And then go to Indiana and do it mm-hmm. with this group of, not cast-offs, that's unfair, but a group of guys that no one thought had any A-listers.
It's not the normal path.
And instead they have like six or seven really good B talents, mm-hmm. and they're all elevating and becoming A's. We'll talk about that next on Danny and Dusty on Teddy the Fan. Indiana Pacers coach Rick Carlisle is one win away, and then the NBA Finals, from accomplishing something that I don't think he's getting enough credit for. That he led the Dallas Mavericks team to their title in 2011 against, they went through OKC. They faced that Miami Heat loaded team with LeBron and Dwayne Wade. And no one really thought they could do that. Yes, there was Dirk. Yes, there was Jason Kidd. They had pieces, there was no doubt. But they needed to be optimized, and Dirk needed to have one of the greatest playoff runs in the history of basketball. Well, fast forward a few years, move him a little bit into the Eastern Conference here. And he's kind of doing the same thing again with the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton is right now having that historic playoff run. They have a bunch of pieces that you'd say, yeah, Pascal Siakam, great player. Miles Turner, great player. They have pieces. They have to all be optimized for them to have any chance. And if Indiana finds a way to win this title, and they're going to be the underdog if they get past New York and then face OKC, if they do it, Rick Carlisle will be the owner of two S-tier, the two most improbable NBA championships of the entire modern era, and he kind of will have done it the same way, optimizing talent that other people discarded as not quite part of their recipes.
And it's really interesting. There are three coaches in NBA history who have won titles with multiple teams. The first one, but the two of them everyone knows, Phil Jackson with the Bulls and the Lakers, and then Pat Riley. Like, those are the two guys that everybody knows about winning multiple titles with multiple teams. The other one is Alex Hannum, which nobody knows. So, yeah. So, Rick Carlisle would be one of four coaches in NBA history to win multiple titles with multiple franchises.
But it is different, too.
Oh, but like, that is...
That's the starting spot.
That's an insane list.
It's like, an insane list.
It shows you, number one, how difficult it is. Number one, to win titles. Number two, to win them in different spots. Now, Phil Jackson obviously has probably two of the greatest collections of all time when you're talking about the dominance of Jordan's Bulls and not Kobe's Lakers, Shaq's
and that's
Lakers.
That's a very important caveat in this whole discussion of greatest coach.
And that's the thing is like, and then Pat Riley has done it with, you know, all-timers in LA and all-timers in Miami.
Right.
So if Rick Carlisle is able to do it with, don't get me wrong, an all-timer in Dirk. Dirk is not on the same level as Shaq or Jordan.
My number two power forward all time, Dirk.
I'm not going to argue with him. For me, it would be KG, but Dirk
is on the same
tier for me.
No doubt.
Dirk is absolutely my top 15 of all time. But if he doesn't in Indiana, like all of a sudden, are we looking at Tyrese Halliburton like, oh crap, this is like a weird hybrid of Jason Kidd and Steve Nash. Like that's the kind of what we're looking at.
It's on like, the table.
Like, oh, he's one of them dudes. Like his, I mean, we talk about the floor raising. Like his floor raising might actually be title caliber floor raising. And when you talk about point guards in the NBA who have been able to do that, Chauncey Billups, Jason Kidd, like it's a short list. Isaiah Thomas, like it is a dumb short list where you're talking about. Because remember, Kidd didn't just take. You know, help take Dallas to the finals. He took the Nets to the finals too. Like Kidd is a guy who's he's a pain in the ass, but he as a player was unbelievably
and
good.
That's been the issue.
Yeah,
but that's what's tarnished his and not tarnished. That's what's devalued his resume.
Mm-hmm.
Is that since he's left the league, not exactly the media's favorite person.
No, he doesn't endear himself to folks in public.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And look, Carlisle's a red ass. Him and Luka had like real issues in Dallas, and Jamal Mosley would kind of became like the go between and the relationship guy. But talking to people in Indiana over the last couple years is that Rick has kind of mellowed out. Don't get me wrong, he's still got that in him. Remember how irritated he got when the whole underrated thing came out about Halliburton, and he went to bat for his guy, which he should do as a coach. But you could tell he was pissed about it and
overrated.
I said underrated. I'm sorry. Yeah, the overrated. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
But you know he's mellowed out a little bit.
He's 65.
Yeah, and like
he's grandpa age.
Yeah.
He went from dad coaching.
He's Popovich
to grandpa coaching.
Pop was made Tony Parker cry.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like he used to get after dudes, and like don't be wrong, and obviously before the stroke. Pop had mellowed out. Like there was like, you know, I when they come into Portland and he drops off his wine and like there's Pop on camera and there's Pop off camera. And in the, you know, half dozen, 10 conversations that I've had with Pop off camera, out of media stuff, some of my favorite conversations I've ever had in basketball. Because
how do you just run into Pop?
In the hallways.
Okay, so still in the basketball
We're
still in the basketball scene. Yeah, no, it's not like, hey, we went out to an Italian.
Well, place. I have run into the, I have run into him once at a coffee shop.
That's cool.
When they were in town, but
that's cool.
Like you just there, you learn as you get older. Like the whole Spo was militant as hell in his early years. And he's lightened up a little bit. But, like, there's this evolution. Like, Chauncey, when he got here, I'm not saying Chauncey is Spo or Rick or any of those guys, but, like, Chauncey, remember the first couple months, like, throwing guys under the bus in the press conference?
Publicly.
Like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to do this. Like, this is the way it needs to be done. Yeah. Then he's like, I probably shouldn't do that. Like,
He weaponized the postgame quotes. Yeah. He really did.
But you learn how to, like, how to dance in between that as you get along, or you don't, and you never get back in that chair. Like the Adrian Griffins of the world, like, right. Where, you know, you burn bridges real fast in Milwaukee. Yeah. And the likelihood of him ever getting a head coaching job again, David Blatt.
You don't think he's going to coach again? Huh?
I don't know. Head coach? Probably not. But, like, that's also why you see coaches that dudes like continually get jobs. Because the thing that I always talk about, when the difference between NBA and NFL coaching, it's about relationships. And, like, your ability to kind of grow that stuff. But Carlisle, and again, now we're putting the cart before the horse here, but it if Carlisle is able to, hell, even be competitive, force this to go, like, a difficult six or go to seven, you have to start looking at Rick Carlisle very differently, but you also have to start looking at Tyrese Halliburton very differently.
And I just wanted to highlight it. I think it's under-discussed. I think the fact that we don't talk about Rick Carlisle as potentially on the precipice of put that ring on and he becomes an all-time great in an indisputed way.
Yeah.
That, like, you mentioned, that, only three other coaches
have
ever. That's
a stamp, man.
It's an absolute monster stamp. And you don't hear it talked about enough behind the great game of Halliburton, behind Pascal Siakam. Mm-hmm. It's a narrative that kind of goes under the current. And yet I think historically, if the Pacers can do it, two things. It will crown Halliburton as a generational creator. Mm-hmm. And I think that term is overused, but it will. He will be a generational creator. And we will talk about Rick Carlisle as a potential Mount Rushmore guy. And people will think that comes from out of nowhere.
And they'll go, and wait.
And it doesn't.
No.
And it doesn't. And but first, they would have to get through. They would have to get through likely OKC, who's facing the Timberwolves in Game 5 tonight. We'll talk about the matchup preview next on Danny and Dusty on 10 of the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.